Prologue. My grandmother is stirring the soup.
It's almost ready, she says without turning around. You want some?
It's a Thursday night, and I'm in New Jersey visiting my father and stepmother and grandmother. I usually take the half-hour bus ride from New York City to Nutley every week, but I haven't been here once in the past month. I call on Sundays, but none of them is much for the telephone. My father and stepmother don't like to chat, and Nona frets about my phone bill, no matter how many times I tell her my cell phone is free all weekend. Sure, I say. What are you making?
Stracciatella alla romana, she says. But this is only stock. I haven't added the rest yet.
When I was young, my father used to take the family out to dinner once a week. After my grandfather died and my mother ran off with her gynecologist, the same year when I was 9, my grandmother moved in with us, and she scoffed at this habit. Mediocre restaurant food, she declared, was soul-destroying.
In the same amount of time it takes to go to a ristorante, I could mash nice plum tomatoes with a little garlic and some good olive oil and have a fine, simple meal. Why waste time and money on food that is no good? Non lo gradisco. I will not do it.
In Nona's kitchen, life was pared down to its simplest elements: flour, yeast and water, and egg. I loved coming home to a warm kitchen, the windows steamed from baking, the presence of a woman who didn't seem to wish she was elsewhere. I was grateful to her for taking care of us. She sewed buttons on my father's shirts, grew herbs in the yard, baked tarali, spicy cookies in the afternoons. I'd stand by the stove and watch her make tiny meatballs, the size of large marbles, and plump gnocchi from scratch. As soon as I was old enough to wield a knife, I began to help her, as I'd never helped my mother, who didn't teach me anything about food, who equated cooking with indentured servitude, by chopping vegetables.
Tagli lo sottile.
Slice it thin, Nona would say, handing me a garlic clove.
Like a fingernail.
I learned the importance of the sofrito, the first step in many Italian dishes, a foundation of flavor. Put olive oil or butter in the bottom of the pan and add finely chopped onion. Cook it slowly, stirring often, then add a sprinkle of fresh garlic, which will turn a pale gold. The next step, insaporire, or to bestow taste, involves adding parsley, celery, carrots, possibly some ground meat. If the sofrito is not cooked precisely, the flavor of the dish will be compromised. The onions must be sautéed until they are translucent. The garlic must not be allowed to burn.
You have il regalo,
Nona told me one steamy August evening, before I left for college. The gift. A light touch, an instinctive ability to substitute and improvise. I knew I had it. It was one of the few things I was certain I did well. Though hopeless at chemistry in the classroom, I intuitively understood the alchemy of cooking. Once I learned the basics, the sofrito and the insaporire, I was on my way. Nona is 88 now, and she moves slowly. Yet despite all the changes of the past 15 years, I moved to New York, my brother settled in Westchester, my mother died, and my father remarried. Nona continues to rule the kitchen. More often than not, my father goes to the store to pick up ingredients for her after she dictates a list. She stands at the counter making dinner and listening to the radio, her hands trembling as she minces the onions and the garlic. When she has finished everything she needs to do, she sits at the table staring out the kitchen window at the driveway, her hands in her lap. So, how do you make stracciatella? I ask. I know how to make it. She has told me before, but I want her to tell me again. Nona doesn't use recipes. She cooks by feel, by touch and taste and sight. She takes out the spinach, the eggs, the pecorino romano cheese, and instructs me to add a handful, a sprinkle, una punta piccola, a little pinch, just enough. In my other life, in New York City, I am Angela Russo, Italian-Irish-American, not too much of any one thing. I don't conceal my Italian heritage, but I don't make a lot of it either. It is hidden in plain sight. But in Nona's kitchen, I am an Italian girl, just as she used to be, learning to cook from her grandmother, who knows all the secrets.